How you gonna intro it?
Hey everybody, it's Peanut Tillman.
That was your Roach voice?
Hi everybody, it's Peanut Tillman. Welcome to my podcast. And I have on a peanut suit.
And just wait for your intro. How about that?
Suit, I'll call it a cramp.
Okay, can I go now or you want me to wait on you?
No, go.
Okay. What's going on, everybody? I'm Charles Peanut Tillman, and welcome to the Players Podcast. Like I said, I'm Charles Peanut Tillman. This is the first ever Players Podcast that I will be hosting. Tons of shows. We gonna have a whole lot of fun. 13-year vet. I played 12 years in Chicago, one in Carolina, a couple Super Bowls that I didn't win, Pro Bowls, a couple All-Pros, Man of the Year, just a couple of awards that I won over the year. And to kick this thing off the right way, I wanted to invite my good friend, teammate I play with, and he actually is in the other room, Spice Anthony Dummy Adams. Welcome to the show, man. What's going on?
I know by worse, you meant best.
Nah, worse. So just to let everyone know who's listening, we really tried to do this like with us being side by side, but we're having some technical difficulties right now because you got two dummies who aren't that familiar with all this audio equipment. So Dub is in the other room. He's in my weight room right around the corner. So what's up though, man? How you doing?
So, man, this is the dumbest weight room ever. Like, what can you do in here? Like,
you can do everything.
But it's dumb to do stuff in here.
I can do everything.
The area that you got is so dumb.
Well, we don't all have a giant garage to make. So
I don't either.
You do. Dub has like a 7-car garage and is at his new crib that he bought.
No, I don't.
So just so I'm gonna let y'all know, I know Dub since 2007. He's on the real. He's one of my best friends. 2 million followers. I got like 300,000, but you got 2 million followers. And I remember when you made your first film, when the Bears, they cut you, they let you go. And you went, oh yeah, sorry if that was a sore spot. Put a little wound, a little salt on that. But the Bears let you go. You made your first YouTube video.
Yeah.
We didn't have social media back then. And it was called something like What NFL Players Do or something like that when they want to get picked up. What made you want to do that video?
I saw a lot of people doing stuff. Fat people say stuff, white people say stuff, black people say. I was like, nobody really has a sports angle. Right. So I was like, I'm going to do like what I'm going through, like stuff NFL free agents say. So I just put it out and I asked Chris Harris, because remember Chris Harris and Earl Bennett, they were the Twitter guys. Like they knew all about social media. So I was like, man, what y'all think about this? And it was like, man, we see this every day in the locker room, but nobody else really get a chance to see it. So put it out there, man. So I put it out and, a lot of people was rocking with it, man. So I kept doing it.
So Chris Harris and Earl Bennett led you to do that video.
Yep. Yep. I didn't want to do nothing. Like, I didn't want to mess with social media. Like, I thought it was stupid. I was like, so you put together 140 characters of some stuff that you're thinking, and then somebody judges you off of what you're thinking. And then you got to explain to people after they make their statement, like what you really meant. And I was like, this is dumb. I ain't got time for this.
You still think it's dumb?
No. Oh, no. Absolutely not. Absolutely not. No.
So how many videos do you put out a day?
Ah, man, it depends. It just depends on what I got time for and what I got going on. Like yesterday, I literally shot about 8 videos and I edited most of them. So, you know, yesterday was crazy.
So you don't have a team of people that do that for you? You just kind of do it yourself or
you just call
people from time to time to give you some assistance?
For sure. For just like our setup that we just tried to do, I got about 3 people to try to set up all of these microphones and all this other type of stuff. And it ended up, I could have stayed at the crib.
Yeah. For y'all listening, we were trying to set up our own audio for about 40 minutes. And then finally, the crew at NFL Films was like, look, you two dummies, this ain't working. Just go to plan B. He brought his computer, just go in another room and we'll start filming this way. So
hey, the thing is, I got like 13% on my battery. So
you lying. I know.
No,
you're lying.
I'm just messing.
I was like, so hood, so ghetto at the same time. Hey, you think you could use this suit in one of your skits?
Yeah, man. I would try it on, man, but you mic'd up and all that.
You can't fit in this
thing. I can fit it, dog.
I know you lost a lot of weight. So what was your playing weight?
Like 305, 300.
305. And yeah. I mean, I don't think you're sensitive about your weight, because you show off your weight your body all the time. So what are you right now? I didn't mean for you to take your shirt off.
You see it, huh?
Yeah.
Look at the traps.
I don't want to look at your traps.
Look at the traps, man. Interview the traps. Yeah, man. So what we do is we start off with 20 reps, probably like 300 pounds. You know what I'm saying?
Can you braid your trap hair? You look like a thicker Aaron Donald. You look like an unmuscular Aaron Donald right now.
Unmuscular. Mm-hmm. That's a great adjective.
Yeah.
Great adjective. Yeah, man, I'm probably right now, I'm probably like 285. I ain't been 285 since eighth grade.
I'm going to call you Darren Ronald. That's your new name.
Darren Ronald,
the defensive tackle.
Yeah, dog. Well, how much you weigh when you was 12?
Not in the 200s. I was probably about a 12. I was probably like a 105.
105?
Maybe 90 something pounds. Yeah, I was a little, hence the nickname Peanut, man.
Amina is 105.
I know, I was little. That's why I got the name Peanut. So for those that don't know, hence I got the suit, the nickname, Charles Peanut Tillman. I was 5-pound baby, popped out, and my Aunt Renee gave me the nickname, said he looked like a little peanut. And I hated that nickname growing up, but that's what everybody called me, family-wise. And kids are jerks, kids are mean. I used to get made fun of. They used to call me Peanut Head. So I told my mom, do not call me Peanut. And she, whatever, Peanut. Got to high school, a couple of females thought it sounded cool. So I was like, yo, everybody call me Peanut. And it kind of took off, went to college. And then the Bears, it was just a team thing. Mike Brown was like, hey, we're giving out nicknames. So I just figured, hey, I got my own nickname, Peanut. So I don't know, maybe a year or so later, I made a tackle at Soldier Field and the announcer goes, and Peanut Tillman on the tackle. And I remember looking like, how the hell does he know my name's Peanut? And then from, I want to say 2004, it's just been Peanut ever since. So that's how I got it.
That's crazy.
So somebody don't know.
Somebody call you Charles now, you'd be like, yo, he must not really know me.
How did you get the nickname Spice? Where'd that come from? Man.
So at high school in Detroit, Martin Luther King High School, it was at the time, it was like seven. I made the seventh Anthony on the team. So they was like, man, we got to come up with a nickname. And I was a freshman. So they was like, man, we going to call you Spice. And I was, because I had these braids in my hair, like a rapper from the West Coast, Spice One. So I was like, you're going to call me Anthony. Like, nah, that's not my name. So, really? You know, about a thousandth time somebody called me Spice, I was like, man, what? So then I was playing on offensive line, and
you said you played offensive line?
I played in high school, I played offensive line and defensive line.
Okay.
Because, you know, fat dudes, you know, they're going to put you on the line, period. Like, you think you're going to come in and play wide receiver? Like, no, get your butt on the line. So to alert me that I was pulling, the offensive line would say Spice, the main ingredient. So I became Spice. And then, like you say, some of the ladies was liking it. So I was like, yeah, you know, my name's Spice.
Didn't nobody think Spice was cool. That was crazy. Cool,
AC thought I was the coolest in the world, dog. That's why she was like, she wanted to marry me. That's why we married, dog. You know what I'm saying? Because she was like, oh, I need some spice in my life. So I indulged. You know what I'm saying?
And how long have you known your wife?
Oh man, like half my life. But you know your wife longer than I've known mine. Like, I think we were 14. Y'all was like 12 or something, weren't y'all?
How old are you in seventh grade?
Seventh? I was 13.
13? Yeah, no. I think yours is a little creepier than mine. You stalked yours.
I was 12, my bad.
Yeah, you stalked your wife. I didn't do that.
So shut up, dummy. So y'all was in seventh grade.
Mm-hmm. Remember this picture? You had that look right here? You know that picture, you know that look, right? I'm gonna let you tell that story if you want to tell it.
Bruh, man, dog, it wasn't like that, dog. I don't know.
This was you in the back. Where's Waldo? That's you all day.
Bruh, AC's family and my family, we've been knowing each other since 94. Mm-hmm. AC graduated 97, I graduated 98. So she is technically older than me, like by 6 months.
Right.
So she was going to prom and my mom and her mom, best friends. So I went to go see her off to prom. She went with this dude named Larry. And I went to see her off at the prom, man. And somebody captured a picture of AC and Larry. And I'm in the background, like, it wasn't like that. I ain't feel no type of way about it. It was her prom, it wasn't mine.
I beg to differ. I think that picture speaks volumes of what you was feeling and going through. Well, you know, this is the time that we can feel and mental health and awareness and, you know, like you can feel. It's okay if you felt some kind of way.
I didn't. It's what I'm trying to tell you. This is the Keep It Real show.
Keep it real.
Like, keep it real. I ain't care. That was her prom. It wasn't mine. My prom was the next year.
So did she go to your prom?
I didn't ask her to go to my prom.
Ooh. You didn't ask her out of spite.
And no, at that time, she was already at FAMU. So I wasn't about to ask nobody in college to come to my prom.
What? My girlfriend came to my prom. She was a year older than me. She came back from college.
I know. That's the key word. That was your girlfriend. AC wasn't my girlfriend. My girlfriend at the time, she was in college. She came back to go to the prom with me.
Okay, you was dating both of them at the same time.
No,
wow.
I didn't date AC till college.
Oh, okay. Gotcha.
Yeah. We just knew each other like forever.
I got you.
I felt it would have been weird because I played guard. Her little brother played center. And her older brother played fullback. So I felt like it would have been weird if I'm getting in my stands next to her brother and I'm like, yo, what's up with your sister, dog?
You ain't want to do that?
Nah, we'd have won zero games, dog. How awkward is that to be in your stands and somebody like, yo, you see your sister went to school today, dog? Like, that would have been awkward.
Stupid! Oh, man. All right, so let's go back to this whole Instagram thing.
Oh,
so you
man.
Got 2 million. I remember when you got a mil was a big deal when you got a million followers. And what is that process like to get a mil? Like, how much work do you have to put in? How many videos do you have to make to get to a million followers?
It depends. Sometimes it's just one. And, you know, sometimes it's several. I don't know. Like, I've seen people put together just like the guy who was on the skateboard drinking Ocean Spray.
Yeah.
He immediately got millions of followers off of that because it was just like, sometimes you just got to have the perfect timing. And during that time, we were in a pandemic and somebody was just looking for something that was just like, you know, very innocent and just chill. And that's all he was doing. Like, he was just vibing or whatever. And everybody was feeling it at that particular time. But everybody got a different story. Like, mine was just a bunch of word of mouth videos. Like, you see that one video he did, you see this one.
Right.
Da, 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 da. And then, you know, Snoop Dogg might post something and Jamie Foxx and Ludacris or Kevin Hart. And then your stuff just starts spiraling out of control. That was kind of the case with me. I think a lot of my videos I put out, I never asked you, I never asked any of my team, like, hey, dog, I got this video coming out, dog. Why don't you post it for me? Like, you felt it was funny, then post it. But if not, like, I feel like it would put strain on a relationship. If every time I post something, I'm like, hey, Peanut, man, come on, dog. I need you to post that video for me, dog, for your boy. Like, so right. I just kind of put it out there and, you know, let people, you know, judge it how they may.
So I didn't really realize how big time you was. And this is before you had a, I think this is like well before you had a mill. Kevin Hart was going on tour during, you know, one of his comedy acts. And he came to the United Center.
Yeah.
And I was up like in the nosebleeds. You was down on the floor. And then afterwards, you went down underneath the United Center and y'all hung out. You was texting him and you got into this room and y'all told some jokes. And he was like, yo, man, you funny. I'm like, wait, what? I just left. I took my Coke and a smile and I went back in my car and I went home. But you got to kick it with him. And as you're telling me this, I'm sitting here like, wait a minute. How did that even come to be? I was there. Yeah, what you left me like, damn, this dude is like, he is legit a superstar.
Right.
Don't nobody know you even play football. That's the crazy part. Don't nobody even, you like legit played 8-9 years in the league, like balling, but nobody knows. No one knows you played in the league at all.
Bruh.
Because I was San Francisco, right? You got drafted San Francisco. I was 35th pick. Just throwing it out there. Sorry.
No, we the same draft class, dog.
I know,
Our draft class is pretty doggone good, man.
It is. It is. We just had a Hall of Famer, Troy. Troy Polamalu went in Hall of Fame. Right. Representing class 2003. Woo, woo. Represent, Carson, represent.
You, Burger. Lance.
Lance, yeah, they don't know him as Burger. I call him El Boogie. They don't know him as that.
Dog, we got some monsters, dog. We got some monsters.
That was a good class.
What was I gonna say? Oh, dog. First of all, I'm not big time. But second of all, I had got some tickets from Naeem. Naeem is one of the Plastic Cup boys.
Yeah, yeah.
So he, you know, they go on before Kev. And so we had got some tickets. He's like, dog, where you sitting at? So I told him where I was sitting at. Next thing you know, I got a tap on the shoulder. Somebody give me an envelope. The envelope, I open it up. It's like two backstage passes to, you know, the party with Kevin Hart, whatever. So I'm just like, what is this? Like, this, we probably going to show up there and Gary Coleman going to be there. Like, it ain't like Kevin Hart not going to be there. Like, cut it out. So right. I was about to throw the envelope away, but I was like, oh, I told Naeem where I was sitting at. So he knew to come, you know, send somebody to give me these tickets. So I'm like, oh, okay, cool. So I tell my wife, I was like, yo, we got tickets to, they said hang around after the show and then, you know, we can go back or whatever. So we wait around and then somebody comes in and get us, and then we start walking back. And then I see Naeem. Naeem was texting on his phone, whatever. I'm like, what up, dog? Good show, whatever. He was like, yeah, man, you enjoy yourself, whatever, blah, blah, blah. So we go up to this little party, and they got, like, all type of food there and stuff like that. So I'm there just kicking it. And I'm like, hey, man, thanks, man, for everything, whatever, blah, blah, blah. And then he like, hey, man, Kevin, he probably not going to come down here or nothing like that. So if you wanted to meet him, then, I mean, he's probably not going to come down. And I was like, oh, man, trust me. I'm good, dog. I appreciate you, you know, getting me this far, man. Thanks. And so then Kevin Hart's trainer comes in there, Boss. So Boss walks in and he's like, oh, snap. What you say now, Chuck, man? We was just doing that. Da, 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 da. He like, man, you want to come down to meet Kevin right now? I'm like, yeah, dog, let's do it. Like it's just me and my wife. So he's like, yeah, man, come follow me. So we follow him and we going like past like a big group of people. And these group of people are doing like a meet and greet with Kevin Hart. And so we pass them when we go to this room. We go in this room and some more food in there or whatever. And there's people in there talking. I recognize somebody. So I'll go over there, say what's up to him, whatever, handshake, hugs, whatever, blah, blah, blah. Then out of the door, come Kevin Hart, like he's talking to somebody and he's walking towards me, But I don't want to be rude and be like, hey, man, forget what you're talking about. Hey, Kevin Hart, whatever, blah, blah, blah. So I'm still talking to him. And as Kev passes me, he's like, oh, what you say, not Chuck? Man, he said, man, I'm going to be right back. I'm going to go to this meet and greet. He was like, don't go nowhere. So he left out, went and did a meet and greet, came back. And then, like, we kicked it like we've known each other for years, man. And, you know, he was talking about, like, working together and working mm-hmm. in Hollywood and stuff like that, man. He was giving me a lot of tips, man. He a cool dude, man. I appreciate him.
Yeah, he real short, too, though.
Yeah, he kept the conversation real short.
Kept it real more short. More ways than one. How much, wouldn't that, the height difference, what was that height difference like?
Man, I could eat a bowl of soup off the top, like, just like, if he stood up, man, I could eat a bowl of soup off the top of him.
I think I walked by him at, like, Honors one year, and my daughter, Tiana, she walked by him and was like, Dad, that's Kevin. He is short. I was like, I know, man. Just keep walking. Just keep walking. Keep walking. It's totally fine. What advice would you give to someone who's trying to make a name for themselves while they're still playing, and or someone who has just recently retired? What would you say to them to help them kind of build their platform, their digital platform?
I would say, digitally, I would first of all tell them, don't ever try to go viral. Just don't do it. It kind of gotta happen organically.
Right. You know what I mean?
People can read between all the fakeness. And I think that's the best way, is just to be real. And I would say, whatever it is, find something that you're passionate about. The same way football makes you feel, whatever you decide to do next, it should make you feel that same way. And so I feel that same way when it comes to entertaining. I feel the same exact way I did when I played football. Like, you get to a certain point where you at practice or you playing a game, and then you start having like an out-of-body experience where you're like, man, I get paid to do this? Like, this is crazy. Like, you know, we get paid a king's ransom for a kid's game.
Right.
And so you got to kind of have that same feeling when you find something that you're passionate about. I don't know if that's going to be being a trainer. I don't know if that's being a coach. I don't know if that's being an artist. Whatever the case may be, if you find something that you're passionate about, you'll never have to work a day again in your life.
All right. I can dig that. I can dig that. You remember the games we used to play when we was in the locker room?
Oh, man.
Because you were talking about practice and games, and I just remember being at practice. You remember we used to do, like, the Oscar acting game?
Oh, like the...
Somebody would set up a scene. It was like, hey, it's halftime. You're down 7 points in the championship football game. You got to motivate your team. Action.
Hey, yeah, that used to be the worst.
And he's like, all right, you just caught your wife doing X, Y, and Z. Action. And everybody was like, wait, what? And you would never know what it was until the guy said action. Yeah,
You know what I used to get stuck with? And I think Izzy used to set me up a lot. Like, he would set me up with the dumbest scenarios.
Right.
The stuff that didn't make no sense. So he'd be like, hey, man, you're a skinny dude. You weigh 135 pounds. I'm like, dog, I'm out already. Like, I don't know what a person's mind is like if they're skinny. Like, I don't know what to do.
Yo, those are some good ones. You remember Box Him Up?
Dog, Box Him Up. We used to play Foursquare. We used to play that basketball game where you had to hit the ball on the ledge.
Soccer
dodgeball, every
dodgeball
Saturday.
Was dope. I still got that video, dodgeball. So do you remember this? The first day of pads, what would we play in the locker room?
Jam rock, dog. I remember
out in the streets, they call it mine.
Welcome to jam rock. Dog, I used to get in that. Remember the one time I got in the bin and you was pushing me around? That jump was
Lance
so
doing
high.
The dolphin kicks?
Yeah, the straight dolphin joint, that jump was funny every time. I bet you Lance can't jump like that no more.
I bet he can't either. He's a little heavier and his knees are a little bit more sore, I'm sure.
And then somebody stole Ricky Banning's iPod.
That was like one of the first iPods back in the day.
Yeah, the one. So that
who's
had
taller,
wheels.
Ricky Manning, or who's taller, T-Man or Kevin Hart?
Oh shoot, I don't know. They might be the same height.
No,
I swear, dog. I swear.
Really?
Dude, say house. Dude, humble. You can't wear those shoes, dude. I know your feet. Dude, you need sharks.
You don't have the feet
for those shoes, dude.
So if y'all don't know who T-Man is, T-Man is the guy responsible for all the footballs at Super Bowl. You're gonna see a short little pudgy black guy. That's T-Man, Tony Medlin. Come here, homeboy. Hey, come here, homeboy. I got you. All right, since we imitate people.
That's the only person I know that talked with his eyes closed. Dude,
Come here, homeboy. All right, what about this? Do Coach Smith, do Lovey Smith.
All right, guys, fair enough. On Tuesday, we're gonna have to practice, okay? Hey, big guy. Anybody could have a sack in a game, but can you do it again? Hey guys, this Monday Night Football. Monday Night Football. Anybody can watch this. It's going to be on TV. Everybody can watch this. Uncle Ray Ray from Big Sandy can watch this.
Uncle Ray. He gave us two big guys. He was got that. Hey, yeah. What's up, big guy? Hey, big guy. And or if you did something wrong, it was like, hey, big guy.
Hey, big guy.
Let me talk to you, big guy. That's when you knew you messed up. Like, darn, I did something wrong.
Coach is the only person I know that put an R on Tuesday. Tuesday.
Well, my dad puts an S on his.
How your dad say Wisconsin, dog?
I should call him real quick. I think I should call him real quick. Let me see if he picks up the phone.
How you say Wisconsin, dog?
Hopefully. Hey, Dad, you're on speakerphone real quick, so don't say nothing crazy, okay?
All right.
That's where we're Green Bay is.
What state is Green Bay in?
You called me and asked me this once before.
I know. What is it?
Wisconsin.
Okay, thank you. He said, I don't... I don't know why my dad thinks Wisconsin has an S on it, but it does not. So anytime he talks about Wisconsin, he says Wisconsin's with an S. So don't, Daddy, I love you. You're probably gonna see this and get mad at me, but I just. We was talking and it just kind of came up and I do apologize. For the record, it does not have an S. It's singular, not plural. It's just one state.
It's more than one.
Yeah, it's just one. It's just one. I know I'm getting in trouble for that. I know I am. Cause he coming up here to watch my kids. It's gonna be. Sorry, Pops. I ain't mean to do that. I meant to do it, but I.
Ugh. It's not mine. It's Wisconsin.
Yeah, it's bad. It's bad. And every time he says it, I just kind of be like, Diddy, I don't know if it's an S on there. It's just erase that.
That's an ab workout every time.
Yeah. Yeah, every time we play Green Bay, he just be butchering it.
Great hey, butcher.
It's my old man. I still love him though. He helped bring me into this world, so I can't make fun of him too much. So I know we were talking the other day, and I wanted to save it for you. What is the worst? Or no, let me rephrase that. What's the most embarrassing thing that happened to you when you play?
Oh man, the most embarrassing thing. I don't know, man, because you know how we were all clowns. So we rarely get embarrassed by something. Like, I don't know. It may have been, I remember one time we played, it was like January 3rd, and it was probably the coldest game at Soldier Field, dog. It was so cold that if you drunk some water and you spit it out, it would turn to icicles before it hit the ground. Like, that's how cold it was. So I remember one time I'm having a full-blown conversation with Tommy Harris. And Tommy is just looking at me like this the whole time. And I'm, like, really, like, talking to him. Like, I mean, I'm spitting out, like, a whole book just going in. And by the time I'm done, I must have talked to him for, I don't know, 3 minutes straight. And, you know, that's a long time at a game. So he look at me, man, and he like, dog, this whole time, dog, you had snot just stuck on your face, dog. And so I was like, man, why you ain't say nothing, man? And then I was like, dog, you got the same snot that stuck on your face. So we both looking at each other with snot just stuck all over our face,
like,
dog.
Like little Roscoe.
Frozen onto our face, dog. It was the coldest game in the world, man. That, yeah. So,
did we win?
I don't think so.
A little unfortunate. So I would say mine was, we was in Minnesota. And I was on the phone with Jackie. And we're texting, and I get off the phone, and I was going to go do some shopping or something. This is a Monday night, Sunday night game. I think this is a Monday night game. And I get off, you know, I get off the phone, and I wasn't really paying attention to where I was going. And I walk into a damn window, like one of those giant windows. I walk right into it. And I didn't really think nothing of it. Just boom, didn't think nothing of it. And then all of a sudden, I took like two steps into the store and I felt like this little bead run down my face. I'm bleeding. All right, all right. So I go back to my room, go back to the hotel, go back to the room, and I'm looking in the mirror and I got this big giant, it looked like Mike Tyson just got me real good. And I'm like, dang it, I got to get some stitches. You know how embarrassing it's going to be? All right, what can I'm gonna just lie and just say some Vikings fans jumped me, and I like took two of them with me. So I go to see our team trainer, and then he was like, "Pina, what happened?" I was like, "Man, some Viking fans jumped me, dude. I took like two of them, no. I took like two or three of them, but it was like six of them. I got two of them, no." And he was like, "Oh, we got to get security." And I was like, "Security? Damn, they gonna see I'm lying. I walked into a window. If this was like 1952, 1960, and we didn't have like security cameras, I probably would have kept that lie going.
Yeah.
But I knew there would have been like this whole NFL investigation. So I was like, I'm lying. I'm embarrassed. So I have to go to the stadium to get, they had to put like two stitches in this eyelid right here. I had the biggest giant, I had a big maxi pad that went over my eye like this.
Now I remember that.
Yeah, I mean, it was terrible. The Bears trainers at that time, they were not cut people. They did not know how to do a good job on an eye, especially with the bandage. You supposed to could have put like a butterfly strip or something. But I had.
Did you have the dreads then or not?
I think I had the dreads, but it literally looked like this. I had a Band-Aid that was like this.
Yeah, I remember that.
We played a game. Bernard Barron had just went to Minnesota. We were in cover three. I had two verticals coming up the field. I cheated to the guy running up the seam, whoever the quarterback was, threw it backside and threw it to Bernard. If y'all don't know Bernard Barron, dude is kind of fast. 90 yards, I gave up a touchdown. And I remember going on the sideline thinking, you know what? This is the worst day ever. I walked into a mirror or I walked into a window. I got this big giant maxi pad on my eye. I got two stitches. I just gave up Minnesota's longest play in the history of their organization. Like, I'm pretty sure I'm losing. This is like the ultimate L. This is the ultimate loss for a day. I probably one of the worst days of my life right there, man. It was just, everything I did was just, it was terrible. I'm pretty sure I got Steve Wilkes fired because I gave up that touchdown. Like, it just, yeah, made a dude lose his job. Wasn't a good day at all.
You know what, though? A lot of times when we're in the huddle or when we come back to the huddle after like a play that we messed up on, a lot of times people get chewed out. Like, if I'm out my gap, everybody, come on, dog. You got to stay in your gap, man, blah, 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 blah. I guarantee you, when that happened to you, it was probably quiet because that usually don't happen.
Yeah.
And also, like, we knew it wasn't going to happen again. So, like, that's a testament to you and your hard work, because I remember several times seeing Adrian Peterson running and you coming from a whole entire different side of the field. That's not your responsibility.
Right.
You would chase after him. And like, you know, you wouldn't go catch AP, but you would still try. And so that's what I respected out of you. So I'm like, dog, if Peanut is doing this, bro, I got to kick it into high gear, dog. That junk was like, it was contagious. Just seeing the way that you practice and the way that you played. I'm like, dog, there's no, absolutely no way. Like, he going to get close, but he's not going to catch AP, but at least he trying. So ever since I played with you, dog, I'm like, dog, I gotta switch gears, bro. I gotta give you a peanut ass.
So I'm the try guy.
Yes. Yes. So
you remember you did one of the videos about different personalities in the locker room?
Yeah.
So I'm the try guy. Hey guys, if we just go out there and try and give it our all, we'll be okay.
No, that's the corny team captain right there. you actually would do it. Like, it was more action than talk.
So I know my voice is kind of corny and generic. It's kind of weird that I have a podcast, that me and you doing this podcast right now. And I don't really like how my voice sounds. I think it's pretty corny and generic. So I wasn't the guy to do speeches. Like, I'm not Ray Lewis. I can't sit there and get a team fired up.
Yeah.
The best I would say is like, hey, just do what I do, man. I'm a lead by example. I don't have this great rah, 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 rah speech. Just do what I do and we're going to be good. Do your job. We'll be okay.
Yeah.
Do you remember Lance Briggs' speech at the end of the game?
One of the absolute worst speeches of all time.
So I'm going to let you do the speech. So I'm going to set it up for everybody. I think we had played like Arizona and we had just lost this game. Cincinnati.
Cedric Benson
just ran through us and RIP said B. But anyway, we just got demolished. I even think Coach Smith said darn, which is a stretch for him. He said he used the word darn and heck.
Yeah.
He chews us out by using those two words and not cursing. And then I think at the end of the game, we end up losing. And Coach was like, hey, guys, you know, blah, blah, blah. One of your captains wants to say something. He wants to say something to you. Lance, you got the team. What you got to say, Lance?
Dude. So also, I think Urlacher was out with that broken wrist.
Right.
So now Lance really got to speak more.
Yes, which so
So he said, hey, man, I got something I got to say. I'm bring it in. Hey, man, we got to do better.
That's all I got to say.
Go better on three.
He said, listen up, I got something to say. We got to do better. That's all I got to say. If that wasn't the worst speech I'd ever heard in my life, Lance, you do not ever get to talk to the whole team ever again. And I don't think he ever did.
They came out and scored 5 more touchdowns on us.
Oh, that dude, that speech was terrible. That was the worst speech I ever heard in my life.
Worst,
oh, my God. I remember
ever,
that.
The
we
worst.
Didn't really do good at team speeches because you remember, you weren't there. We played Arizona We played the Arizona game in 06, and Olin Cruz, our offense is playing terrible. Olin Cruz came out and gave like a bomb speech. Like, he was better than Ray Lewis.
Yeah.
He was calm. He was like, hey, we're going to win this game. We're going to win this game. Offense, we're going to do our thing. Defense, we're going to go out. We're going to claw. We're going to fight. We're going to hit him in the friggin' mouth. We're going to do whatever we got to do to win this game. And the defense actually heard him and listened. I don't know what the offense did because the offense still didn't do anything. Defensively, we went out and scored like 21 points and then kicked the field goal and won the game.
Dog, I told you, I fell asleep on y'all, man.
Yeah.
Because, you know, Arizona is in our division.
Right.
With the 49ers. So I was like, man, they were talking all this trash about the Bears. Bears is trash. I went to sleep. I was like, hey, they done. That 21-point rule, man. Put the sticks up. Get off the sticks.
Swag rules, yeah. I thought, yeah. No, for whatever reason, man, that was a magical year. That 06 season, that was a magical year, man. I wish you'd have been on the team, man. We had a great locker room.
Bruh, I came the year after, like, yeah, dog, we about to go back. We went 7-9 that year, man.
Yeah, we had the Super Bowl blues. We had the Super Bowl hangover. That's what I want people to know. When you go to I've been fortunate enough to be on two Super Bowl teams. One in 06 in Chicago and the second one in 2015 in Carolina. The one thing that both teams had in common, we had great locker room.
Mm-hmm.
We had a great locker room, and it was a group of men who just knew what to do. And we weren't clicky. We weren't jealous of each other. It was just, yo, I want to win a game for Luke Kuechly. I want to win a game or a championship for Thomas Davis, for TD. Like, guys they played selfless football. And that's what made both, in my opinion, what made both of those seasons very successful. And it was like two of the best years of my life in the league. Just when you're around a group of men that actually get it and they, you know, they sell out, they put their body on the line for the next person, like, man, sky's the limit for a team like that. That was some good years. But look, I appreciate you coming on this podcast, man. This is good times, good fun. I appreciate you. Love you. One of my best friends.
I'm a bum rush the rest of your anytime you do it, I'm a bum rush.
Well, look, I want you to come back, but I need you to get your audio equipment fixed.
I tried, dog. I bought two mics. I bought the little Zoom joint. We got an SD card, all type of stuff.
So now he's going to come out. I think we're signing off right now. So y'all just keep tuning in. Players Podcast.
I want some of them gummy bears, man.
Oh, okay. He's going to go raid my candy stash. But yeah, I'm Peanut Tillman. This is Players Podcast. I appreciate y'all tuning in.
Where you get these from?
Ace Hardware.
Struck from a hardware store?
Yeah, Ace Hardware. Libertyville.
Shout out to Ace Hardware, man.
Shout out to Ace Hardware. If you guys got questions, comments, concerns, email NFL Films. You know, we're going to have tons of guests. Tons of fun topics. Yep. Why? Close your mouth.
You good fabric.
Close your mouth when you chew. It's so annoying. I don't want to punch you so bad. You in my ear. That's so annoying. All right. You're so annoying. You want to tell the people bye? Or are you just going to walk off?
Hi, man.
He coming? No, you're not coming?
Tune in to the Peanut Tillman Show.
Oh, it's not this, the Peanut Tillman Show. It's just the Players Podcast. It's for us. It's for the players.
For the players. Like players that play the game or players? This is different.
A-S.
A for the players. Shut up.
Soft A. If y'all need to follow him, he's at Spice Adams on every platform. Twitter, Instagram. He even got a Facebook page.
Appreciate y'all tuning in, man. Good time.
Keep tuning in. Follow us on NFL Players Podcast on Instagram. It's going to be a whole lot of posts. Y'all keep tuning in.
Thanks for joining us on the NFL Players Podcast. Don't forget to subscribe and follow at NFL Players Podcast on Instagram for the latest player stories and to connect with the NFL players community.